B1047's Morning Buzz. Good morning. I'm Corey Dean. We got the folks in from the Kaw Valley Rodeo this morning. Davey and Keith made the trip in. I did not realize that I was on the hook for breakfast. I would have done much better. I got coffee going. Is the coffee working at least a little bit this morning, gentlemen?
Jog somewhere. Yes.
So a little shaky from that.
Yes.
Well, you're both high energy dudes with a lot of stuff going on this morning. I appreciate the Kaw Valley Rodeo every year. The partnership with B104 has been pretty amazing. But listen, boys, you had a hot night to start things on last night.
Just a little warm.
Yeah.
But the action was hot in the arena, too.
Well, that's really what matters. I mean, kickoff's always fun. You know, kids' night last night. It was a military appreciation night as well last night, which starts things off with the bang. So Kaw Valley Rodeo has been going on for a very long time. Like I said, I've been here since 94. And I mean, it's been a thing associated with the fair and everything. It's part of the good times in the Flint Hills. And so tell us a little bit, Davey, about you're announcing the whole thing. So, I mean, not only you have to keep Keith in order, but you're kind of keeping the whole thing on track. So what's your view like? And tell us a little bit about your background with the rodeo.
Well, I got the best view in the house. Get to watch everything from right above the bucking chutes. But it is the 46th year of the rodeo. You're right. It's been around a while. And I got started in the rodeo business. I rode bucking horses for 17 years and showed up with my bronc riding buddies at a place where either the announcer wasn't hired or didn't show up. And, of course, right around behind my back, just like my other buddies sometimes throw me under the bus, they told the producer that I could announce. And so I reluctantly got behind the microphone. That was 27 years ago.
So you were voluntold that you were the announcer?
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, that's how some of the biggest careers in media and entertainment happen. It's being present at the right time. So do you love it?
I do now. It was, it's quite different from being a contestant to being contract personnel like we are, so speaking, rodeo business. But being an announcer is quite a bit different from being a competitor. You're on your own all the time. So that took a lot of being used to. I was used to having my comrades around me all the time.
And being on the whole time, right?
Right.
It's like there's not a break. It's full go.
Yeah, it is. But I've grown to love it. I'm too old to ride bucking horses anyway anymore, so it gives me a chance to stay hooked with a rodeo event. I'm passionate about the sport of rodeo, so just kind of goes hand in hand.
That's awesome. Keith, how long have you been associated with rodeo, and you're officially the rodeo clown tonight? So
I've been involved with rodeo for 2 weeks, and I am a nervous wreck.
I bet, oh, man. Yes. I mean, your first go, it's a lot of pressure.
I've been in it for 40-some years now, and last year was my very first time of being to Manhattan. They'd asked me to come for years, and it just happened to work out good for me and them, for last year. And, of course, they wanted me back this year to finish paying the bills that I left with town last year. But, hey, you got to do what you got to do. And it was a great crowd last year, record number of crowd last year for the rodeo. This year is a little bit warmer, but the people that was there last night really did seem to enjoy it. This rodeo brings a lot to the community of Manhattan. I was noticing on the way over here, we got to looking at the day sheet, so to speak, for tonight. And there are contestants from all over the country. There are some from Australia that's going to be here tonight, and just from all over. And there's lots of talent here, not only contestant wise but livestock wise. I'm a livestock person. I've got some trick horses that I use throughout the rodeo. The bulls that they used last night, phenomenal. I mean, outstanding. They got one bull rode last night. And there is quite a few other ones that come close, but this is not horseshoes. This is bull riding. So, and I tell people that's involved in rodeo, when you're getting on a bull or a horse or roping a calf, even steer wrestling, whatever, when you nod your head, that could be the highlight of your career that's getting ready to take place, or it could be the end of it. So it's a very dangerous sport.
Yeah.
Any part of rodeo is dangerous. That's why people come out to watch it.
Absolutely.
They love to see good competition, but if a bull comes out and runs over a guy or hooks him, throws him up in the air,
yeah.
then, you know, wow, that was good.
Yeah.
That was good. It's you know, we're going to talk about that.
That spectacle and the adrenaline and everything, like, you can feel it. And I love it. So last year, of course, everybody was kind of getting back because of, you know, having to postpone and cancel things. Like, everybody was ready. And I feel like that now, too. Like, everybody's ready for entertainment. They want the community piece and the camaraderie piece. But
yeah.
that tiny element of danger.
Oh,
like, that's
yeah.
it, right? Like,
everybody loves a train wreck.
Yeah. The stuff in life that's cool has a waiver involved, right? Like, we need you to sign this piece of paper first.
Yeah. yeah. You know, like, last night, there was a guy come out on the bull. And, of course, they've got a video screen that everything sure. is videoed, you know, and played back, slow motion replay and stuff like that. This boy come out on the bull, and the bull hooked him and throwed him plumb out of camera range. And it was, you know, it was one of those wow moments that I'm sure a lot of people left the rodeo last night talking about.
Yeah. So you guys have to see that and feel that, too. Like, almost when the breath leaves the crowd a little bit, that oh. And then, I mean, you always want to see everybody jumping back up and doing well. And that's that's important, too. But
yeah.
that crowd, that has to be pretty electric.
Being a rodeo clown, I've had bulls to hit me that's brought out that whoa moment.
yeah. There was quite a few whoa moments in the rodeo last night, for sure, in the bull riding.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. But it's a lot of people come into Manhattan for this. You know, the contestants, a lot of people from out of town come in for the rodeo. And we're looking forward to a big crowd tonight. Yes, people. It's going to be hot. It's going to be hot. But come sit down, enjoy it. If you see something you like, let us know. If you see something you don't like, keep it to yourself. We don't want to hear that.
I love it. Cal Valley Rodeo tonight. It's at Wells Arena, Seco Park. So tickets available. You can get them at the gate. Tonight is Tough Enough to Wear Pink night, correct? So
yes,
this is a cancer fundraiser as well, Johnson Cancer Center. You did that last night, too. They're passing the boot every night to raise money
for
Johnson
Cancer. We will pass the boot every night at the rodeo, and it's a great way to help fight cancer.
Yeah. And that money does stay right here.
Yeah, right here.
It doesn't go anywhere else. It stays right here.
Johnson Cancer Center at K-State.
That's pretty awesome. Tough Enough to Wear Pink night is always a cool night at the rodeo every time anyway. That, and I just, like you say, being able to have that direct connection to Kansas State University and the Cancer Center and everything, that's a big deal. You know right where that goes. So for the folks coming out tonight, 8 o'clock is start time, but the gates open earlier than that, 6:30. So, and you're going to be back again tomorrow night as well. So if you can't make it tomorrow night, and tomorrow night is the finals of everything, correct, on Saturday?
Be the final performance, yes.
Yeah, awesome. Well, gentlemen, listen, it's always a great time having you guys in here. Is there any other stuff that people need to be... I mean, it's all part of the fair, too. Like, if you haven't been to the rodeo, it's not just rodeo. The fair's going on, the 4-H stuff's going on, rides are out there, like the whole thing. So they can come tonight, go back tomorrow, and just enjoy a bit of all of it. If you were to recommend, like, where's the best place to see... Like, if you could find the perfect seat, like, if you're picking seats, like, right, that's the one.
On a bull.
Keith.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you come out tonight, you will see Corey get on a bull.
Yeah.
They say it's not happening.
Huh? I don't have the guts that y'all do. I just don't. So I enjoy watching the spectacle. I am great from a distance. I have so much respect for the guys that and the ladies that do it. I mean, honestly, so this isn't something that you just do. You don't just roll out there on night one and be like, you know what? I think I'm gonna start roping and riding today. You're like, good luck.
Good luck with that.
If you see, when you come to the rodeo, if you see a contestant come out and get thrown off a horse, or rope a calf and run down the calf, kicks him, you know, you can think to yourself, this guy paid money to do that.
Yeah.
And there is not but one winner. And these guys come from all over the country, and they pay their entry fees. They pay their own expenses. And when they nod their head, it's up to you whether you make any money or not.
Yeah.
And if you're not fast enough, your score's not high enough, thanks for coming.
Yeah, and that's after hours and hours of practice and reps and years of time, and be like, well, thanks for coming. Back to the truck.
Hours on the road burning that expensive diesel fuel.
But let me say one thing. In the steer wrestling and the team roping, calf roping, in any of these events, you've got people that are competing against, you're competing against the animals to start with, either you win or the animal wins. But the bulldogging especially, I've seen these guys, You know, they compete against each contestant. But if a guy comes out and he throws a steer in 4 flat or 3.8, whatever, the people that he is competing against applaud him.
Yeah, they get excited too.
They do get excited. Yeah. I mean, it's not like most other sports, I guess, where you cheer on your competitor.
Yeah,
you know, and it's that's what makes rodeo so interesting.
Yeah, the camaraderie, and you'll see it on the riding event side too, where they help each other back there.
Yeah,
so I mean, that's the unique part about our sport.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, you're right. You're not going to see in the K-State Missouri football game, Missouri get a first down. The K-State players are like, "Wow, well played.
What? No, yeah,
that was really good. That's a, you know, come on over here, high five and half hug. That was well done.
Yeah, thanks for meeting us. Yeah, let's fist bump it over that.
That's awesome. All right, Call Valley Rodeo tonight. 8 o'clock is go time, but 6:30 for the gates. There's reserved seats available. There's general admission tickets available. This is a family event. Bring on everybody out and. Have a great time tonight, and folks, thank you for letting us be a part of it. It's a great deal for B1047. We've been proud to be part of Call Valley Rodeo for a long time. We really enjoy it.
Thank you, Corey.